Yeah.
This one right here. Let be clear.
That
right. Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost.
What?
My mama told me so.
Huh?
Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost. The only thing I know, come fuck with it, nigga.
Yeah.
Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost.
What?
My mama told me so. Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost. The only thing I know, ain't no switching sides either. It's no winning out. Watch your fucking back. Know what you talking about. Busting nuts and hoes, my. Don't have no child and let them go wild. Stress instead of resting, giving me no black and mild. When black come back in style, can white be white when water ain't white right now? Huh? Fuck that nigga talking about. I'm telling you, I'm a child of the most, so I'm liable to say some shit. That's all the way straight to your motherfucking face. So you can face your fate and go your way. Just take it day by, remember to pray, and 8 glasses of water a day,
straight.
And way beyond way, just say how you say what you say, and give space, and hey, it's only by space,
that right.
Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost,
yeah.
My mama told me so, giving shots out to the Holy Ghost, the only thing I know, come fuck with it, nigga. Shouts out to the Holy Ghost.
That right.
My mama told me so.
Yeah.
Giving shouts out to the Holy Ghost. The only thing I know, ain't no switching sides either. Niggas doing drive-by. Acting wild. Promoting violence.
Damn.
And killing Papa.
Oh no.
And packing love. See, when a woman don't want a hood, how two women gonna make a baby? She crazy. Nigga either get lazy. Explain. Must have lost your brain. Smartphone, but don't vote. Sheeple. Now people catch them votes. Showing a rope and easing on dope.
True.
Yeah, don't wrong for speaking hoes. But only if you knew what I knew. You
they
wouldn't
want.
Be playing no more.
They want.
John Rope and Hopscotch. Young nigga, nobody talking about. Only time for it. Hit the block. Shit, jumping out the pot. Folks calling cops. Cause I'm slanging raw. Trying to put them out. And then slavery. If it weren't for the creator, who told ya they would've played ya? Last time Pat told you about Esau and Jacob. Stepped you for 40 acres. Or how they hung niggas from the tree like they did your Satan. Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, what they were.
My mama told me so. Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost. The only thing I know, come fuck with it, nigga.
Yeah.
Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, right.
My mama told me so.
Yeah, right.
Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost. The only thing I know, ain't no switching sides either.
Thank you. This is Dabu 7, keeping track of some military movement across the country, people concerned, wanting to know exactly what's going on. Now, we know that National Guard troops have been dispatched to help individuals in different areas in regards to this whole outbreak situation, and that those National Guard troops are being put in a vulnerable spot, especially with no protection and having to come into contact with people left and right, some of those of which are going to be sick. Now, there's a fine line in the sand as to how these troops can be used. And I've talked about the federalizing of troops as well. But in Baltimore, we have an amassing of troops. These troops are now saying that they're there to help with this whole situation. And they're being seen here staged in the exact same area that I warned about. Years ago, we had caught them coming in between the two stadiums and setting up in that region near the train tracks and underneath the overpass, to where they were pretty much out of sight and out of mind. Any vehicles coming down through there could not really see what was going on. You can also see the white buses. There's a white bus right there. These are the same white buses that ship them in to everywhere. So it's not a conspiracy theory. It's very real. It doesn't mean that these guys are here for anything nefarious. They're listening to orders and here to help out. It is when they start to send in other groups and units, and the tables start to turn, and if they try to federalize troops, the things start to get very hairy. Now, when they do that, they cannot use National Guard to police if they tried to pull that, if they tried to federalize the whole situation. But in this situation, I have to say I've seen more troops on the ground in Baltimore before, but I wanted to make note that they are there. And for those that may not be aware, this is where, by the, what do you say here, the M&T Bank Stadium, the underpass that runs right there. Yep, it's right where we found them last time. So if you guys get any info on this, let me know, dabu7@yahoo.com. Just keeping track of what's going on out there, trying to paint a clear picture of what's happening here, and just keeping track of everything. It's all we can do is be our own eyes and ears. Nothing too crazy about the situation, but just to let you know, they are on the move and setting up shop in different areas. Just be aware of it, okay? It's been Dabu7. Follow us over here on DLive as well. Links in the description box.
Welcome, 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 and thank the Lord for another show. Here we are, 8 minutes, 35 seconds in. Reviewing the details from March 24th, 2020. Praying that the Lord will cover us in the 25th, moving forward. I thank Dabu7 for that audio clip he posted earlier. I was able to grab, and as part of the radio show today, information that I thought we should definitely know about. Well, yesterday, maybe even the day before, but I know in the beginning stages, I did a roll call, and I mentioned Dabu7 and Bosty from Richie. We're going to get Richie from Boston a little later. My apologies on that. Kings for, I believe I said that I think they were the same, and they're two different people. You know, my apologies for that. Don't want to bring any inaccurate information, but yet bring accurate information and things that we can think about in this hour. So hey, that was pretty much the housekeeping for today. I'm glad we was able to get that going. Just elaborating a little bit on what Dabu7 said after ending the news that he broke. Just keeping eyes and ears on the ground in different areas, staying up to date on information, encouraging people to reach out to people that they know, ask about circumstances and situation in their areas, just so we'll be in the know. We're not depending on someone else to tell us what the circumstances and situations is. Really not the best play, really not the best way to go about ordering our stilts moving forward. Excuse me. Or even not a, even the best state of mind to be conducting ourselves in right now with miscommunication. See, the thing about miscommunication is very damaging because not only are you miscommunicating, inaccurate, somewhat accurate, but yet you're encouraging people to question the authentication of identification of, you know, which is great information. Just not the best. People to be giving it, I guess. I don't know. Let you be the judge of that. Anyway, here we is. 12 minutes, 17 seconds in. We was able to open it up on a righteous note. Blow our shofar. Got information about what's going on in Baltimore. So now, with sport news. They're claiming that they're not going to be opening up shit no time soon. You know? But sources say that could just be the lies they tell. We shall investigate in a minute. Welcome to Moop Radio. Moop News Break. So, let's examine it a little bit. Our news overview. So, president says that he's looking to open the economy by Easter. What said that would be a move to bring in high hopes and high spirits, right? Especially when people been sitting in the house for so long. But yet, the thing about it is, see, for the Lord said that we shall rest on the Sabbath. Yet, we ought to get stuff going for Easter. Man. The contradictory here, people, I tell you. Experts say president could be making a terrible mistake by opening the economy so soon. Yet, here they are pulling you from a different side from opposition. You start getting major networks such as USA Today saying, hey, you're staying in. Let's give you new bacon recipes. So now we're getting recipes from the people at USA Today. You know, get president giving you medical advice, you know. National Guard's coming in to help out with coronavirus, you know. Invisible enemy, but we got tanks. Yeah, man. Apple is reporting to start reopening their stores in April. I guess the Chinese people got back up and running. What is it going to take for us to get back up and running? Some say, hey, it's just the beginning. We haven't even seen the scars of it yet. And then others say, oh, man, we've been sitting in the house for so long. Social distancing. Really unhealthy. Let's open the economy. Yeah. Now the Lord say that if you want something from a person, you should play on their emotion. But not just if you want something, but if you want to make progress, major group, play on their emotions. You know? But be cautious, because it could cost you your head. But if the tail gives you information and you take it, yet you think you're getting ahead, are you really? Let's get into the word, people. More radio. We'll be back.
Chapter 15. And straightway in the morning the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and bound Jesus, and carried him away and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, Art thou the king of the Jews? And he answering said unto him, Thou sayest it. And the chief priests accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. And Pilate asked him again, saying, Answerest thou nothing? Behold, how many things they witness against thee. But Jesus yet answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled. Now at that feast he released unto them one prisoner, whomsoever they desired. And there was one named Barabbas, which lay bound with them that had made insurrection with him, who had committed murder in the insurrection. And the multitude, crying aloud, began to desire him to do as he had ever done unto them. But Pilate answered them, saying, Will ye that I release unto you the king of the Jews? For he knew that the chief priests had delivered him for envy. But the chief priests moved the people, that he should rather release Barabbas unto them. And Pilate answered and said again unto them, What will ye then that I shall do unto him whom ye call the king of the Jews? And they cried out again, Crucify him. Then Pilate said unto them, Why, what evil hath he done? And they cried out the more exceedingly, Crucify him. And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them, and delivered Jesus, when he had scourged him, to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away into the hall, called Praetorium, and they called together the whole band. And they clothed him with purple, and plaited a crown of thorns, and put it about his head, and began to salute him, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him on the head with a reed, and did spit upon him, and bowing their knees worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him, and put his own clothes on him, and led him out to crucify him. And they compel one Simon, a Cyrenian, who passed by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. And they bring him unto the place Golgotha, which is, being interpreted, the place of a skull. And they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh, but he received it not. And when they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots upon them, what every man should take. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the superscription of his accusation was written over, The King of the Jews. And with him they crucify two thieves, the one on his right hand, and the other on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, And he was numbered with the transgressors. And they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads, and saying, Ah! Thou that destroyest the temple, and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself, and come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests mocking said among themselves with the scribes, He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let Christ the King of Israel descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe. And they that were crucified with him reviled him. And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some of them that stood by, when they heard it, said, Behold, he calleth Elias. And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar, and put it on a reed, and gave him to drink, saying, Let alone, let us see whether Elias will come to take him down. Jesus cried with a loud voice, and gave up the ghost. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, And when the centurion which stood over against him saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, Truly, this man was the Son of God. There were also women looking on afar off, among whom was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James the Less, and of Joseph and Salome, who also when he was in Galilee followed him and ministered unto him, and many other women which came up with him unto Jerusalem. And now when the even was come, because it was the preparation, that is the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came, and went in boldly unto Pilate, and craved the body of Jesus. And Pilate marveled if he were already dead, and calling unto him the centurion, he asked him whether he had been any while dead. And when he knew it of the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. And he bought fine linen, and took him down, and wrapped him in the linen, and laid him in a sepulchre which was hewn out of a rock, and rolled a stone unto the door of the sepulchre. And Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of Joseph, beheld where he was laid.
For then it was, so now it shall be. What's your lot in life, people? No? Because in life right now, there's a lot of people that have a lot of lots. That are said to be vacant or shall be vacant soon. How do we view it in the world? Eyes. Depends on how it is viewed in each individual's eyes. You see? For I can see the same thing that you see, and you can see the same thing that I see, but yet I can see something totally different for what you see. For I can hear the same words that you heard from the same person that spoke them. And yet what I heard can be different from what you heard. All being determined by that person's comprehension and internalization, being the grounds of different perspectives. Weighing in on strong ideal measures. There are measures that are not just idealistic, because man say that they are idealistic, but rather it's an idea that was able to be built upon. So, they made it through it. So shall we? Or did they make it through it? For there shall be peace, then safety. Sudden destruction. Is it a false peace? Or have we satisfied the workings of the Lord? But how shall you truly know? How can you truly know? How many times have the Lord even been mentioned in a circumstance, a situation such as today? Aside from all here, let's pray. But really on a governmental level, how many times have you heard it? Those are the ones that you put your trust in. But who do they put their trust in? No. vaccines and vaccinations. The work of man. But it's the work of man that have got us here. Yet the man that has been spoken about, that has been proclaimed to have came about, are said to be able to accomplish the works that have yet been said about. But yet, how is that so when men don't give a fuck about the man itself? For I shall be the change of the world. But why in the hell shall I be the change of the world when the whole goddamn world doing what's wrong? I want to do wrong too. Why should I do right? Cast the light, shit taking flight. Change start with you and I, and I and you. But if we don't become accountable for the things that we do, how can I hold another accountable? And in a lawless time and in a lawless land. For I don't judge people. But yet the Lord told me that I do have the right to judge circumstances and situations to know to make better decisions today for my tomorrow so that there shall be blessings and not curses. Is this land not cursed, people? For we say that he is almighty and he's great and he's a forgiving one. I don't know if that's the one. You know? That ain't the one, then which one is it? Don't take my word for it. Let's see what the word got to say. They get into it more on radio.
Chapter 27. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, What is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. And the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, It is not lawful for to put them into the treasury, because it is the price of blood. And they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Wherefore that field was called the field of blood unto this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord appointed me. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, Thou sayest. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now at that feast the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, Whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate saith unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus which is called Christ? They all say unto him, Let him be crucified. And the governor said, Why, what evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Then answered all the people and said,
His blood be on us and on our children. Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall, and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers, and they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And they spit on him, and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation written, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Now from the 6th hour there was darkness over all the land unto the 9th hour. And about the 9th hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, This man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge, and filled it with vinegar, and put it on a reed, and gave him to drink. The rest said, Let be, let us see whether Elias will come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion, and they that were with him watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, Truly, this was the Son of God. And many women were there beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, among which was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's children. When the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea, named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre, and departed. And there was Mary Magdalene, and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulchre. Now the next day, that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, After 3 days I will rise again. Command, therefore, that the sepulchre be made sure until the 3rd day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, He is risen from the dead, so the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, Ye have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as ye can. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. Thank you.
We're talking about casting a stone and then watching. For they say a hit dog shall holler. You know? And then there's those that are holler for a dollar. You see? And that's the thing about people in life and the plays that they play. See, you can have an event that occurs and there are so many people that are there. One person is going to get what they get. Another person is going to get what they get. Naysayers, right? But then when you start to gather the information and you collect it, such as now 2020, they're sending out the 2020 census so that they can get a census report. See, they need accurate information so that they can make a play on the deliverance of information. See, in an age and free communication, they are trying to limit what is and what isn't. You see, just like in those days, for the Son of Man came to release man in the middle of time. But in the beginning of time, it was told about his coming. Yet he came in the middle of time, the split time. And here we are in the end times. And do you not get that it revolves around him? Because the only way is through him. He is the only way, the truth and the life. For before he came, did what he did, everybody went dazed. Everybody. For they said that they hung him. Then they said they nailed him to a cross. Bits and pieces, pieces of bits. Put them all together, you get a big piece of shit. You know what I'm talking about? That's the thing. Piecing together information, not here, there, a little there. Get a whole bunch of shit. But they keep you so busy that you don't have time to question the things that needs to be questioned. There are people that have been working from home for an entire week. Last week, we went through this an entire week. First week, things start to shut down, lockdown. Here it is, halfway through the week, and they give us hope of it's going to be brought back to normal in the days to come. Some people are questioning it. Some people haven't even yet questioned it because it's not even on their radar yet. Perspectives, my perspective, your perspective, and how it plays into the world scenario. How does it go? For everybody's in it together, but yet, Judgment Day for me can be a different day than Judgment Day for you. I get that. I'm sure you do too. Not a part that a lot of people don't get is that Judgment Day for me could be the same day as Judgment Day for you. And because that has not yet came to pass, people say that it is not true. But the things you do determine the person that you are. People withhold information from other people to control other people. When people get money, they use that money to control other people. In this world, people cherish things and use people. My mother always told me, son, value things. Cherish people. There's nothing wrong with valuing things. But you cherish people. You don't cherish things of value, people. Because the day that you place a value on another person is the day that you devalue yourself. For the man that thinks he's greater than another man has just told us that he has insecurities. If you didn't have insecurities, you wouldn't have no problem with setting somebody before yourself. That's part of loving thy neighbor is if you love yourself. But see, that's the thing. You don't love your neighbor the same way you love yourself. It's hard to love your neighbor when you can't even love a piece of yourself. And then they say, am I my brother's keeper? Oh, let's not get there. But yet, that's tomorrow radio show. The Lord's willing. But see, today, we know that today is the day that the Lord has made. For I shall be glad. For I shall rejoice and be glad in it. For I am glad to do the works of my Father, because he is the king of my life. For without him, I wouldn't have life. So what is it for me to give mine? It's nothing. But I pray that he be with me all the days of my life and even after life, because now what we're experiencing is death. For yet to die is to have life, and to cherish life, you shall surely die. But what was right, what was wrong? How did we get to this point? Where did we go? Or how did we grow once we came from it? Because we went somewhere, but did we go moving forward? Or did we just go to be gone? Because when you just do stuff to do stuff, you're going to eventually have to tell people why you did what you did, because you're going to be associated with the things that you did. That's how people develop professions in life. The only people that have jobs in life are those that start some and never finish anything. They're here, they're there, they're everywhere. But then there are those that become defined by certain things because that's what the world gets to know them for. When you speak, do you speak the fullness thereof, or do you speak half-truths? That's who you are. If it walked like a duck and it talked like a duck, it's a dog. Or in Babylon, it is. And that's acceptable. Confusion is acceptable in Babylon. That's what they're doing, causing confusion. They tell you one thing, and then they turn around and they tell you another, because they're playing on your heart. They're putting you in a vulnerable position so that you can make a decision without knowing the decision that you're making, because you're vulnerable. So then when it all plays out, they can say that's what you wanted. But you don't even know what you want. You don't even know what's going on. You just know what's going on. Some people didn't want it to go on. Now that it's going on and it's about to stop, you don't want it to stop. See, it's some shit about to drop. For real. It really is. And we gotta begin to question it. You gotta begin to question it. Everybody want to question Matthew or say what Matthew said. And Matthew feel good about what Mark say because they hang out with each other. But what about the deeds? What about them? Man, don't nobody want to do shit but sit around and hear people talk about what the fuck done happened. What the fuck about to happen. Now, we don't even want to talk about the fuck about to happen. Because we don't want to do shit. So we listen to what the fuck about to happen. That's all we do, is listen to it. But we like to talk about what the fuck done happen. Because, you know, we're talking. Talking is the subdoing of walking. Most niggas that walk don't do a lot of talking. Most niggas that do a lot of talking, they don't like to walk. Naysayers, man. Naysayers, man. How many men you know talk more than women do? Yet you can't even stay around long enough to maintain order in your household. It's a mental game, folks. They put it everywhere because the joke's on you. For in the beginning, Satan tempted Eve. And Eve got Adam to fall. Here we is in the end. For the Lord made the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning. Now they not one and the same. Welcome to day 6, baby. Adam and Eve, we all can see it. Now they say it's Adam and Steve. See? But then the women empowerment movement. I'm not against empowering women, but women have a place. And when a woman starts to take a man's place, they're out of place. Because if the woman takes the man's place, then where did the man go? That's the whole idealization of Satan itself. He couldn't get Cain to give a good sacrifice unto the Lord because he had Cain's heart. How did he get Cain's heart though? It started with Eve. He was able to penetrate the mother. And he was able to get to the son. Using the wife to be over the husband. The economy, man, before it even got to this state. They've been planning this from the beginning. The government made it where if a black woman got rid of the man, she could make more money than she could having a nigga in the house. Therefore, a whole bunch of black men raised without men. They don't know how to be men. They act emotional because they watch women act emotional. It's an emotional roller coaster ride. They take you on it your whole life. And then when you get to the point of death, they still present you with an option. They give you a bottle of vinegar and you think it's water. For some, the nose shall fail them. But yet their throat shall surely endure. And they talk about giving up the soul, the spirit. The mark of the beast is coming. Mark of the beast is coming. The mark of the beast has already been here. Regardless if you take a chip or not, why would I chip myself when I know that a computer itself has a chip in it and I can see all of the disadvantages of that? So while they're selling me the benefits of everything that comes with it, I know all the disadvantages already. See, they don't tell you the disadvantages. They tell you the advantages because they try to take advantage of you. Play on your heart. True wickedness. It is truly wicked. I don't even think most people know how wicked it is because they're so busy just going on about life. Have you ever asked yourself what's the purpose of life? You know, a lot of us wouldn't be here if we never asked about life itself. That's the reason we're in life. Who's the giver of life? What's the purpose of life and how to get your life back? It's the question. Man, let's get into the word. Muat Radio.
Chapter 5. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession, and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down, and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, Tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, Yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, How is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women. Insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets, and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles, and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors, and brought them forth, and said, Go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, The prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keepers standing without before the doors, but when we had opened, we found no man within. Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. Then came one and told them, saying, Behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people lest they should have been stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, Did not we straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. When they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. Then stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space, and said unto them, Ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what ye intend to do as touching these men. For before these days rose up Theudas, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered and brought to naught. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing, and drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed.
And now I say unto you, refrain from these men, and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye be found even to fight against God. And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple, and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ.
Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. I'm going to keep this short because I figured out I can upload short videos from my phone. So I'm going to. I have made it out west. I've been driving for 2 days. I've stopped everywhere and talked to everybody. Nobody knows anyone with the coronavirus. Nobody has the coronavirus, but everybody believes the mainstream. That's the problem. You still have time right now, I think, to research for yourself that a virus, A, can never go airborne, ever. It's a dead entity. It has to be in a host body. So there's one major lie. Number two, go to peer-reviewed papers in the medical community. Not WebMD, any of the nonsense on the internet. A virus has never been proven to kill anyone. Anyone. Crow777 just had a team on that spent 10 years researching a book that explains all of this, and it's not their opinion. They cite everything right back to the medical community. The coronavirus is a hoax. Our government has taken over the entire world. This is not a test. If it was a test, it has gone live. Finally, after making it out west and after many days passing, I have now, with my own two eyes, seen military troops rolling on the highway in formation in two separate states, Colorado and Nebraska. These are not humanitarian military vehicles, these are crowd suppression vehicles, period. These people are bringing in the National Guard to help you, give you the test. The same people that are foisting this lie on everyone that everyone's believing are the same people that are going to give you the test. What do you think the results are going to be? Do you see what's happening here? We told you that Trump was brought in to oversee the destruction of the dollar. We told you after Trump was on the cover of The Economist magazine that he would probably be the last president ever. We told you a couple of months ago, after looking at some paperwork from MIT, that they were probably going to use a pandemic, make people afraid to touch money. That's a thing. I thought these cowboy states were tough. Half the stores across the states, we prefer if you use a card. They don't want to touch the money. See how that works? This is not an I told you so. This is a understand where we're at before it's too late. They are going to force you to take a test. You're going to come back positive. They're going to make you take a vaccine. Are you willing and ready to do that? Are you willing and ready to say no? Hit your knees through Yahushua, pray to the Father in heaven above. Period. I'm pretty disappointed that Crow777 is taking such a relaxed attitude towards this. Like, oh, people are still outside playing and such. I've just driven from one side of the United States all the way down, all the way up, and then all the way over again. There's barely anybody on the road. Everyone that I've seen, all they're talking about, it's like they're trading baseball cards. Oh, Michigan is going into shelter in place tonight. Oh, this place, it's a complete lockdown. But nobody's irate. Nobody's pissed off. Nobody gets it. This entire thing, I didn't know this before this broke. But you need to know this because these guys are playing for all the marbles right now. A virus has never been proven to kill anyone, and a virus cannot go airborne. So what is all this about? Seriously. They've shut down everything incrementally, leaving you no place to go. And now the troops are coming in to give you a test. The same people that are pulling this are going to test you. This is a test. The sun's out, so I'm happy about that. I know that I'm not going to make it through this. It's just because there's going to be people that come and tell me that I have to do certain things, and I'm not going to. Period. And I know they're going to try to make me look foolish after I'm no longer here. You know what? That was the story of my life, especially the last 10 years. Everything we've ever told you, for the most part, is coming to pass. Be ready. These lockdowns are going to set off alcoholics, drug addicts. There's going to be mass chaos, and they know that. They know that. They've studied this for years. For years. And so many people are still in denial. If YouTubers were always talking about 5G, they're blaming this on 5G. If YouTubers were always talking about the Constitution, they're talking about the Constitution. If YouTubers were gun owners, they're talking about, they're trying to take our guns. They're trying to take everything. I love Brandon. He's a great guy. But telling people that he's writing the governor, this entire thing is an illegal act. They're trying to take over the world right now. You think they give a shit if you don't comply? You have to think about not complying when they're standing in front of you. Have no fear. Go out like a true Christian. Believe what you know to be true. But don't think this is anything other than what it is. I've finally seen troops rolling, and I've seen tons and tons of pictures and videos. If you've got good info and I can somehow get it out, rjcjr10@yahoo.com. I don't want to hear about chemtrails. I don't want to hear about Planet X. Medical people, military dudes, anybody else with relevant info. If you don't have links, you don't have videos, it didn't happen. I'm out. And Crow, that was really screwed up to put those people behind the paywall. Seriously. Taking Super Chat, putting thing on the pay website, information at a time like this, there isn't going to be an economy after this, dude. Nothing like this. I'm out.
Bless, bless. Man, once again, be safe out down the road. Richie from Boston. You know, and my apologies once again for confusing him and Dabu 7. I've been following both of them for a long time. For a long time. Boston. Richie from Boston. I call him Richie, man, really, to tell you the truth. Really got his feet on the ground. Dabu come with good information, but Boston has his feet on the ground. I'm talking about that boy Richie, because he is truly rich. He really is. The information that he brings is unlike any other. Both of them brothers, real good brothers. I wanted to clarify my confusion from the other day. For that's not the idea here. It's to bring clear, crisp information that could be weighed. And you determine whether it's not, it's something that you carry into your life or not. We started off with the reading of the word, Mark 15. We listened to what Matthew had to say after having 27 chapters in. I said 23, and that's my apologies. I meant chapter 27, Matthew 27. Then we ended with Acts 5. These are chapters here. You should probably want to check out Mark 14 and 16 to get a better idea of what happened in 15. Probably check out Matthew 26 and 28 to get a better understanding of what went down in 27. And weigh it against Acts 5. We're not even going to go to 4 and 6 in Acts. We're just going to stick with 5. Because there are sometimes those people that withhold information. And then there are some that freely give. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. You know, in order to give your scene the development of, is actually an act of deployment for a nation state. But when you take away from, when you steal, I myself too am a thief. Not a robber, don't hold people at gunpoint. But I steal their character away from them at times. When I feel as if things don't go the way that I want, I say things to them that I shouldn't say. Or I hold circumstances and situations, and I weigh that on a matter of a man when it shouldn't be weighed as a matter of a man. But yet, just the lack of a deed. So I am too guilty. Not just of that, of many other things. I seek to live in truth so that I can become better at the things that I lack as I move forward in life, so that I can conquer death and have everlasting. For they say that they hung them. Well, actually, they nailed them to a tree and they hung them from the tree. Like, just think about that. Like, how do you get hung and nailed to a tree? Like, you have to be, he was untamable. And that's the thing. See, they want to give us part of it, just the cross. See, which is a piece of a tree, because they don't want to give the whole thing. Because there's roots therein. It grows, it sprouts out. You see, they want to give you something that has been cut and tampered by man. Because they're tampering with the heart of man. Excuse me. They're not going to come out and tell you the truth. They never have. They never will. Weigh the truth on your heart on your own. Learn the matters on your own. Know so that you know. You ain't got to depend on nobody else to tell you, man. You know? Whether you live or you die, is on you. But always know that no matter what, things will never go back to being the same after a time like now. In history, when the Lord has made a mark, it has always shown. Always. Think about it for a minute. The generation that is out there, is there a generation after them? The things that have been said about our abomination. It is an act of war for an abomination. Think about it. An abomination kills a nation. It's called abomination. It's against all the people of the nation. For they never were a part of the nation. Question that. How can Jesus be the king of the Jews when he is clearly a Gentile? And yet, they talk about Jesus and Gentile. Israel, that star that they fly is not the star of David. It's not. Maybe the star of Solomon, but it damn sure ain't the star of David. And Israel is not a country. For Israel is a person. He was then. He is now my grandfather. And I guess with that, I must say that I once again lied. Find myself as a liar. That's who I am. I'm a liar. Because I said that Israel was not a nation. And I lied. Because Israel is a nation. And I'm Hebrew. And I'm from the nation of Israel. The original one. Thank you for the day, the moment, and the hour. I pray that the Lord bring the edifying of this word. Because without him, I am nothing. But with him, I'm all. By way of your Howard shot, let's blow that trumpet. We out. Muwop Radio.
Yeah.
This one right here. Let me be clear.
That right.
Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost.
What?
My mama told me so. Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost. The only thing I know. Come fuck with it, nigga.
Yeah.
Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost.
What?
My mama told me so. Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost. The only no in and out. Bitch, watch your fucking back. Know what you talking about. What's the nuts and hoes, my. Don't have no child and let them go wild. Stress instead of resting, giving me no black and mild. When black come back in style. Can white be white when white ain't white right now? Fuck that nigga talking about. I'm telling you, I'm a child of the most, so I'm liable to say some shit. That's all the way straight to your motherfucking face. So you can face your fate and go your way. Just take it day by. Remember to pray and 8 glasses of water a day.
Straight.
And way beyond way. Just say how you say what you say. And give space. Hey, it's something by space. Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost. My mama told me so. Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost. The only thing I know, come fuck with it, nigga.
Yeah.
Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost.
That right.
My mama told me so.
Yeah.
Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost. The only thing I know, ain't no switching sides either. Niggas doing drive-by. Acting wild. Promoting violence. And killing Papa. Lost your brain, smartphone, but don't fold. Sheeple, now people can't them vote. Showing a rope and easing undo.
True.
Yeah, don't run for speed.
jumping out the pot. Folks calling cops, cause I'm slanging raw. Trying to put them out, and then slave way. If it weren't for the creator, who told you they would have played you? Last time Pat told you about Esau and Jacob. Stepped you for 40 acres. Or how they hung niggas from the tree like they did your Satan. Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, what, hey, what?
My mama told me so. Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost. The only thing I know, come fuck with it, nigga.
Yeah.
Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, right, yeah, right.
My mama told me so.
Yeah, right.
Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost. The only thing I know, ain't no switching sides either.